Hosea. Chapter 5. Hear you this, O priests, and hearken, you house of Israel, and give you ear, O house of the king, for judgment is for you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are deeply involved in slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me, for now, O Ephraim, you commit harlotry, and Israel is defiled. They will not change their deeds to turn unto their God, for the spirit of harlotry is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. And the pride of Israel does testify to his face, therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity, Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, he has withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten pagan children, now a new moon shall devour them with their heritage. Blow the horn in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah, cry aloud at Beth-Aven, beware, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke, among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah were like them that remove the landmark, therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment, because he willingly walked after a human commandment. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim like a moth, and to the house of Judah like retinus. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb, yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah, I, even I, will tear them and go away, I will take them away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense, and seek my face, in their affliction they will seek me early.